Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And so they called and they said, and the insurance company was like, Mr. Green, I'm very sorry about this accident. You got in with our client today. Tell me, what's going on with you? Is everything okay? Are you feeling okay? We want you to feel
better. My girlfriend's shitty.
Yeah, my girlfriend's a fucking twat. Besides that, everything's great. Yeah. Can you pay me money to get rid of my girlfriend? No. She needs her own apartment. Okay, I need to know this lady's story. Yeah. Yes, how did the guy...
She needs to do the story now.
And how did the whole family have a baby with him? What happened? What's going on here?
Did it happen?
Did he adopt a son in his coma? What happened?
Oh, no.
Just know, they all love you. No matter how many times they shit on your car, they all love you. All those pigeons... Want you to know.
That's their love.
That's their love. Every time a pigeon shits on your head, it's your Uncle George taking a dump of sunshine right on your head.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Here's another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen, Joy, Holdley, and best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How in the hell are you? Welcome to yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only one you'll ever need, guaranteed. Fact, news, or fiction. 1 hour and 16 minutes or less, or your money back guaranteed. Go to tcbpodcast.com if you feel you're due a refund, and we'll tell you where to shove it. We'll tell you where to send it.
That's right.
Woohoo! Everyone is back from the Memorial Day weekend, and hopefully everyone had a good time. Nice long weekend.
Safe,
good long
happy.
Break.
Yep.
And, you know, it's raining here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's every fucking moron in Atlanta. The Atlanta traffic is bad enough as
yeah,
it
it's
is.
Bad enough just running smoothly.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It never runs smoothly.
Right. Because there's, but I'm saying yeah.
There was this experiment done a long time ago. You can find this on video. Five or six Georgia Tech students decided to find out what happened because Atlanta is known as a racetrack, right?
Yeah.
Everyone races their car. If it says 55 on the sign, the police officers won't even pull you over unless you're going 80.
Right.
Because
true.
Because that's not the best they're going to get. They're going to get someone who's going 100, and they want that guy, right? And I've actually heard a Georgia State Patrol officer say this before to me. That for in Georgia, the kind of the not the rule, but the unspoken rule, for every 10 miles per hour, they give you two miles per hour.
Oh, right? I was going to say you can go 10 miles over the speed limit.
For every 10 miles per hour, you get 2 miles per hour. So by the time you get 80, like when you're going 70, now you can go 85 and they don't give a shit. Right? It's crazy. So Atlanta is like a speedway. If you've ever driven in Atlanta, then you know. It's just people are trying to go faster than the other one. Everyone wants to get ahead of everyone. People drive like insane lunatics. Now, it's not as bad as Miami. I've been to Miami and forget about it. People will come out of nowhere at 112 miles per hour and they're fucking...
One of those fast cars.
Yeah, one of those fast cars are shitty Mitsubishis and there's... But these Georgia Tech students, five or six of them got together. This is back in like the 90s. They got together and they decided to find out what happened if everyone had to go the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
They got together, they got in the cars, five or six different cars, and they drove up what's called Georgia 400, which is this highway that goes north-south in our city.
Yes.
And at one point, it's five lanes. And so they got in five or six cars, and they drove the speed limit together.
What's that called, too, when the police do that? Like a...
Rolling roadblock.
Rolling roadblock, yes.
But this wasn't a rolling roadblock.
It was just them
This was just five students.
Okay.
And they were videotaping them as they went across, like they were on the overpasses, videotaping what happened. And what happened was absolute fucking chaos. Yes. People were driving like around the median on the grass. They were going absolute apeshit at these five cars that had just decided that they were going to pin each other at 55 miles per hour. It was crazy. Now, add in just a squish of rain.
Oh, yeah.
Like one little drop from the sky and everybody loses their shit.
I've christened it Rain Brain. It's the Rain Brain.
Yeah, it's Rain Brain. Half the fucking morons in this town decide to drive even faster than they're already driving.
Yeah.
And the other half forgot how to drive altogether. It's like the rain, it incapacitates them from being able to put the steering wheel and the brake pedal together at the same time.
I know. I was in back of a car yesterday, actually, that just totally stopped as it was going across a puddle in the road.
Yes.
I was like, why? No. Why? It's okay. Keep going.
We're driving behind this guy today, and we're on one of these side streets.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is in a truck with a ladder on it. I hate guys with trucks with ladders on that decide.
I can't get behind.
And he's
of
on
those.
The phone. You know, he's like an Android 7000 or
I'm
whatever.
I'm picturing the ladder like coming flying out, hitting my windshield and killing me.
I know you hate that. Like, that drives you crazy. But I am incensed because this guy is driving 19 miles per hour in a 35 and he's all over the road. He's because you can tell he's on the phone. He's not paying attention to what he's driving. He's just yanking the car back and forth. He's almost hitting people. He's up on the curb. He's down on the ground. He's doing this. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the guy just stops. He just stops. But he wasn't stopping short to piss off anybody. He just stopped because there was a utility truck on the corner of another street with the yellow light flashing.
Yes.
And so he stopped. I think he thought it was an actual yellow light for a fucking for a light.
He might have been on something.
He stopped. Dude, Chrissy, I want to push these people off the road.
Yeah.
But I'm learning through my Zen.
That's right. You got to rev down.
You got to rev down. Just like our revenue here at Commercial Break. Yes. Rev down.
Trending down.
Yes. When our network calls us, they say rev down. They talk to us like dogs. Rev down. Rev down. Rev up. No. Rev down.
It is. I know what you mean. It's crazy. Even on the way up here today, I had to just do a little meditation and say, just let everybody do what they're going to do. They're going to try and get in front of you. Let them. They're going to try and do this and that. Let them.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just would rather arrive safe, but late.
I don't care about arriving safe. I just want everyone to.
You don't care about
it. I just want everyone's car to crash.
Okay.
I'm trying. I really am. I'm trying. But, I think because I grew up in Atlanta and my father, I consider him a very good driver. He's a good driver, right?
Yes.
He knows how to maneuver through traffic. Mm-hmm. He's got that good, peripheral vision,
Breathe along through.
Yeah, he breezes on through. He doesn't dawdle. He knows how to take a turn when the light is red. A right turn when the light is red. He doesn't stop there and wait for 3 hours to see if, a cricket might come rolling on by or whatever. He's just a good driver. He's got good situational awareness. And so I grew up watching him drive many
There's a strategy to it.
There's a strategy. It's like a little game, right?
It is.
It's like Frogger. It's like Frogger. That's what it is. It's like Frogger. And so because I had him and because I grew up in Atlanta where you have to, I told Astrid this, I said, you have to be an aggressive driver in Atlanta because if you're the guy who's causing the drama, you're going to get run over. I mean, someone's going to kill you. They're going to just they don't want to be waiting for you.
Yeah.
So. That's why I'm so aggressive.
Okay.
Right. Astrid hates
Tell
it.
Yourself that.
I know. Now that I have kids, I had to stop. I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess I don't have to go 92 on this 35 mile per hour by passing people in the double yellow line.
You're a great driver.
I am. I'm a good driver.
Yeah.
It says I've actually never been in a self-caused accident except for once.
Oh.
One time. And I was coming out of a meeting and I was dating this girl. And you know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
And she had made me hot. I mean, hot
mad.
About something. I was flaming mad. And I probably should have never gotten in the car like that. But I was coming out of a neighborhood and I was taking a right at where there's a median, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like you have to pull into the lane and then wait and make sure the traffic is clear. And then you can pull out and take the right hand turn. There was someone in front of me and the traffic cleared and I was watching the traffic. And so I see that person is going. They take their foot off the brake, and I made the assumption that they had gone. And I looked back at the traffic, and I pressed the gas pedal, and I went right into the back of them.
Boom.
And then 6 days later, the husband of the girl who I hit, the husband of the lady who I hit, is like, calls me up. He's like, is this Brian Green? And I'm like, yes, it is. You got into an accident with my wife. And I'm like, yeah, I remember that. We switched insurances just in case. No damage, right?
unfortunately, she's experiencing some very bad back and neck pain and numbness in her toes, and one of her eyeballs fell out. Hair is all patchy, and now she's got a rash in her vagina.
Sometimes it's real, but sometimes it's not, and there's it's a always, whole business out of that.
Of course. Mm-hmm. If you get hit in an accident,
there's lawyers, chiropractors, everybody that comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Yep. They're all in on it. So so unfortunately, I'm going to need to call your insurance. And I'm like, fine. So he calls. I'm like, whatever, dude. Okay. I know it's fake. And I'm like, okay, wasn't an accident like that. But okay, well, you can never can tell with these things. And I'm like, no, you can tell, you jackhole. So he calls the insurance. And the insurance company calls me a couple days later. I need to get a tape statement from you, right? Because you didn't call the cops. So I need to get your affidavit on tape. So they do the whole affidavit on tape. I tell them exactly what happens, which takes me all of 12 seconds because I pressed the gas pedal and I hit her car. There was no damage, you know, whatever. And they said, yeah, unfortunately, they want $75,000 in damages.
Wow.
And I'm like, $75,000 in pain and suffering? And she's like, yeah, like, you know, they say that the car, I don't know, whatever. So I said, oh, shit. What do we? That's what I said. I said, oh, shit. And she goes, no, this is why you have insurance and we'll take care of it. And I said, what are you going to do? And she goes, we're never going to pay them $75,000. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So they call back like a month later. They call back and they say, listen, you may get a lawsuit in the mail, right? They may sue you. You may get served papers. But don't worry, you don't have to show up to court. We got you covered. That's why you pay us. And
okay,
I'm like,
good.
Oh, really? Yeah. So
kicked back and had a cocktail. That's it.
Hey, thank God for Auto Insurance Nation 300 or whatever the fuck I had for discount insurance. It's like a month later, I'm like, well, I never got that summons. Let me call the insurance company, just make sure they're still insuring me, right? Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. It's all taken
they
care
weren't.
Of. And I was like, what happened? It's like they settled for $500 or some shit. And I was like, you're kidding me. No, I got into an accident one time where someone else hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rather like jarring accident. It wasn't a small one. Actually, yeah, you remember it took off the entire front of my Honda and I drove like that for 3 years.
That's true. That's right.
Because, you know, and it turned out it was a kid who was driving his dad's company car. Like the guy owned a company. He was driving the company truck. He wasn't insured on the company truck and he had a suspended license.
Uh-oh.
So the insurance company called me and I was not in any way. I had the shoulder strap hurt, right? That's all. That's it. That's all that happened. And I told him I got a bruise. Yeah, mm-hmm. Got a bruise. That's it. And so they called and they said, and the insurance company was like, Mr. Green, I'm very sorry about this accident. You got in with our client today. Tell me, what's going on with you? Is everything okay? Are you feeling okay? We want you to feel
better. My girlfriend's shitty.
Yeah, my girlfriend's a fucking twat. But besides that, everything's great. Yeah. Can you pay me money to get rid of my girlfriend? No. She needs her own apartment and some food.
Barely.
eat a cheeseburger, I think is what my friend Rachel told her. So she says, I'll never forget this. She says, well, you sure you aren't hurt in any way, shape, or form? And I said, no, I got a bruise on my shoulder from, you know, from the seatbelt, but that's it, right? Oh, let's talk about that bruise. Are you feeling shoulder, like pain, shoulder pain, or is it like neck pain? And I'm like, no, it's a bruise like around my shoulder, like on my chest. It's fine. You know, I don't need, do you want to go see the doctor tomorrow morning? No, I don't. Because if you want to go see the doctor, I can send you to a doctor. The doctor we use, we can send you to a doctor. We get all checked out. And I'm like, listen, you're the other insurance. Like, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'll tell you what. $7,000 for your pain and suffering if you promise not to come back and sue us for anything.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, what? She's like, I think that's fair. You know, that gives you a week to kind of sit home and recover. Admit, you know, it takes care of any, you know, physical damages you might have. And then you'll get a separate check for the car. And I was like, fucking, hey, really? And she said, yeah. And you know what? 3 days later, that motherfucking check came.
And you never fixed the car. Yeah,
never fixed the car.
We went on vacation.
Take the money and
we went to Costa Rica.
That's right. But they don't care. The car was paid off. What does it matter? Nah, who cares?
I'll have scratches. That's right. Scratches on it.
So anyway, people in Atlanta are shitty drivers. Just wanted you to know that.
Yep.
So we're back from Memorial Day. We're rounding around to the 200th episode. We got a lot of exciting stuff coming up for the 200th
episode.
Coming around the bend, including the top 10 worst or best commercial break moments, along with the worst episode of the commercial break. We are going to do unto others what we do to ourselves here at the commercial break and review our worst episode on video, nonetheless. Check that out.
Okay, God.
I'm going to surprise you. So,
It had to be when we first started on video. Like,
yeah, it's pretty early on. Yeah, it's like the camera sideways. It's dark. It's bad. You sound like shit. I look like shit. It's just a shitty situation. The God bless our, you know, Astrid and Gustavo. They tried their best to make us look good, but it just did not look good. But.
Did Henry Fonda make an appearance in that episode?
Maybe
you can re-come into Henry Fonda.
Yeah, maybe that's
like,
right.
What's the name of it? Like, go into your body.
Projection. Yes. I'm going to astral project myself back into
Henry Fonda.
Speaking of astral projections, I wanted to, as we're on our little break, getting our back from our break and getting up to speed, I wanted to make sure that I serviced a few of the conversations that I've been having with some of the fans. Mm. And so we've done, we did a Ghost Hunters for a mom and son who really wanted us to hear this. We did a Mountain Monsters for a lady who was very, was it a lady or, I can't remember if it was a lady or a guy, who wanted us to review Mountain Monsters. That was his favorite. I think it was a he. That was his favorite. And there's one more request. And listen, we have done Teresa Caputo, I think, two times on this episode, on this show. And then we did a third one because someone said, give Teresa a chance.
Another chance,
like in her real environment.
And we did. Was still bad.
It was still the same horse shit. So someone said, have you ever heard of this guy, John Edwards? And I said, I have.
The politician?
No. The psychic.
Okay.
And so they said, do John Edwards, because I'm a little, he seems like he convinces more people. Like Teresa is obviously foolishness, but John Edwards really looks like he's got his shit together.
Okay.
He seems like he might be communicating with someone.
I'm open to this.
Mm-hmm. Let me get it. We are the psychic evaluators here at the commercial break. We know our shit. We know the tips and tricks that these people use.
We're on to
in order to fool people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on the old, oh, wait, hold on 1 second. What happened there?
I don't know.
Oh, hey, now we're back. Hey, yeah. I'm going to put on the old commercial break full reaction shot. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Hey, commercial breakers. Best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment, or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better. And it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's 661, best to yo. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break. So excited to have the Calm app back as a sponsor of The Commercial Break. Just last week, I went to the PodFest Expo down in Florida. I drove, it took about 6 hours, and when I got to the hotel, my body and brain were feeling every minute of the 6 hours. For many years, I've been meditating as a way to relax, clear my mind, and reset. And sometimes I like to have a little help along the way with the meditation, guided meditation. I had 30 minutes to get ready to go down to the conference once I got to the hotel, and I popped open the Calm app, picked one of their many guided meditations, reset, refreshed, and ready to go down to the conference. My children use it to go to sleep. There are sleep stories for children and for adults. And Chrissy and I both listen to the music as a way of relaxing. Calm is the number one mental wellness app in the world, and we're partnering with them to give you a discount on a premium membership. We have three of them here at the household. I have bought them for friends. I have given them to family, and so many people I know have been using this app. I personally have been using it for almost 8 years. So Calm and The Commercial Break are ready to give give you 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library if you go to calm.com/commercial. That's calm.com/commercial. For listeners of the show only, Calm is offering an exclusive 40% off. Just go to calm.com/commercial for that premium subscription. Calm is a great tool to help you stress less, sleep more, and live happier, healthier lives. I can share with you my personal experience about Calm. We use it almost every day in this household, and I know Chrissy does also. Calm.com/commercial for 40% off their premium subscription. Get their entire library, everything they have to offer, 40% off. Calm.com/commercial. And thank you to Calm for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break. Hey friends, Credit Karma changed my financial life. I have my credit score there at my avail at any time that I want to. I just open up the app. Credit Karma tells me what it is, minute by minute action. But I'll tell you what Credit Karma really has done for me. It has saved me the embarrassment, the hassle, and the drama of applying for credit cards that I will never get. I have my last few credit cards through Credit Karma. How does that happen? Well, Credit Karma has this technology called the Karma Confidence Technology. And what it does is it monitors your credit and it tells you which credit cards are best for your financial situation. It actually gives you a list of cards and offers that are best for you in that moment, taking a snapshot of your total financial picture. And this is how Credit Karma helped me get my last 3 or 4 credit cards. Credit Karma partners with a wide variety of card issuers, so you can be sure you're exploring all the options. And best of all, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you your chances of approval before you even apply. That helps you apply with more confidence, and Credit Karma is 100% free. It never affects your credit score. So if you're ready to find the best card for you, head to Credit Karma and check out the personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com, or go to the App Store and type in Credit Karma. And thanks to Credit Karma for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So, without further ado, I was on the internet. As I do.
As you do.
Something on the internet. And I found a John Edwards video. This is him, I believe, from an Australian talk show called Studio 10. And he's going to do what
old
John
Studio,
Edwards does.
Studio 10.
Let's listen in.
Okay.
Whether you're a believer or not, there's no denying John Edwards.
There's no denying John Edwards is full of fucking horse piss.
Has a connection with his audience. He's helped celebrities like Oprah and Kim Kardashian communicate with the dead. In fact, we
there you go. Yeah, just throw names there out there. Yeah. And he's real.
Well, listen, anybody who can tell me, anybody who connects with Kim Kardashian's dead relatives is fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kanye one of those?
Yeah, throw Oprah and Kim K in there and you got it.
Yeah. Listen, that's what drives me crazy too, is a lot of these celebrities go on these fucking people's shows, you know, and they give them a cold reading and they cry. It's like, come on. I saw Brian Williams one time. Or not, was it Brian Williams? Who's the guy in the morning show got fired because he was touching all the women?
Oh, yeah. That's not Brian Williams. No. No.
Can't remember. Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer. Mm-hmm. You saw Matt Lauer broke down and cried one time. He was in front of, I think it was John Edwards or Teresa or whatever. It's like, guys, don't give these people credibility. Don't even put them on your show.
Right here at Studio 10 in previous readings of our studio audience. Well, John is here again and our sold out studio audience are waiting in anticipation. So, John, it's over to you.
Wait, hold on. Did she say sold out studio audience?
Selling the tickets? Okay.
Do they ever sell tickets to this?
I thought they usually give them away. Yeah, I thought they did.
Wait till you see the size of the audience. Okay. It's a huge crowd.
Thank you very much.
There's less than 60 people in this audience.
Yeah, they're crammed in there.
It's a tiny little audience. And I'm just looking around the crowd. Yep, they definitely believe in psychic capabilities. Yeah.
If I talk to you, I need you to stand. If you're able to stand, and they're going to hand you a microphone or put a microphone in front of you, just wait for that so that we can actually hear this. And do I have your participation that you'll be honest about your family? Yes.
Okay. Say yes.
Okay. Now, say yes, because what I'm doing is I am conditioning your mind to believe that this is formal and a process and something I can do by setting guidelines. Humans love guidelines.
True.
This is what therapists do, too. Sometimes they set parameters. They put up rules. They make you think that it's constructed, because then it seems like, oh, this must be real because he's giving us some rules ahead of time. He's done this before because he's making
sure a method
that I stand up for the microphone and that I tell the truth.
Yes.
I promise I'll be as discreet as I can if we're going to an area that's private. If I'm going to an area that's private, just say, John, I understand that. That'll be code for shut up.
Private.
So in order to kick this off, I'm going to give you guys the opportunity just to get the energy flowing. If you have a...
Does someone have a penis in here they want to show me?
Private.
Have you ever had an erection? No? John, shut up. No, I'm serious. Do you have an erection or have an erection problem? I'm sensing you have an erection problem. John, shut up. It can't get up. I'm sensing it won't go up. Stand up, young man. Listen, talk at the microphone.
Question. Raise.
Oh, sorry.
And just on behalf, just thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for having me. I love being here. So thank you very much.
We love you.
Woo, he's ingratiating. Yeah, yeah. Woo! Bring on the skeletons. Bring on the scary ghosts. That's why we're here. I paid a lot of money for this sold out event. Me and seven of my closest friends.
So throw your hands up and we'll start. You can go first. Please stand.
When someone passes, do they have any control over what people do after they pass?
They don't have any control over it, but they can inspire us. So they could put things in our path.
I can't really talk to people, but I can tell you bullshit that makes it sound like I'm talking to people. And thank you, Judy. Your check is coming in the mail. That's Judy. That's my assistant, everybody. Planted her in the audience. He's doing things a little different. He's doing a reverse cold open, which means that he is asking the questions of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I suspect that one or two of these has nothing to do with an actual audience member. They are a shill, what's called the shill.
To let us react to that might influence us in a certain way to make you go, that's interesting. Like,
how do you know that? I mean, that's so vague too.
Like one time I woke up and in blood on my mirror was, stop talking to me, John.
Yeah, then that.
It inspired me to stop talking to them.
Yeah, it's very vague.
I woke up with a knife in my dog's back, and it inspired me not to raise animals anymore.
Because that's happened three times before. So patterns get established. People will see things in a certain way. So they can influence that. They could bring people into our circle, but they can't force you to date them. They can bring somebody into your life from an opportunity, from a career standpoint.
Picturing the ghost, like, shoving somebody in front of somebody else. Maybe you want to date this person.
Wow. Judy's looking real good.
Hey, Brian. It's me, the ghost of Carl. Get up on that.
Who is that?
Goes to Carl. I just wrote in blood on your mirror. It says, date Judy. She's hot. I want you to date her so I can see her naked. What do you think about that?
Is someone talking to me?
It's me, the ghost of Carl. Why can't you hear me? I'm going to force you to date her.
Force you to date her. This is ridiculous horse shit from the beginning, John.
Yeah.
Provide like openings for you to be aware of, but it's always up to our free will. Like, that's the important thing. Somebody passed from a vehicle accident, but I don't feel like they passed in the accident.
My partner.
Well, that's a very.
At some point, they will also say that about me. I passed in the vehicle accident, but I didn't pass in the vehicle accident. Many years later, I then died. What the fuck, man? The fuck? That makes none
sense
whatsoever. Has anybody
ever been in a vehicle accident?
Has a sense that somebody's been in a car accident?
Not in that, but in just later, they died.
Much later, Chrissy. It doesn't matter how long it was. They died as a result of a car accident that had nothing to do with the car accident. Are you picking up what I'm getting? Has anybody ever been in a car? You've been in a car. Is there a car? Anybody have a car parked outside?
Many years ago, yeah.
Okay. And was it like never regained consciousness?
Never regained.
Say it again?
Never regained consciousness, yeah.
And did you guys have to make a decision regarding things after he passed or after the passing?
He was trapped in the vehicle and there was a lot of mystery around it. And his family shut me out of the funeral and had a little baby with him. And it's just a horrible.
That's not what I asked.
Shut me out of the funeral and had a baby with him.
I don't mean to make fun of someone's misery, but he asked the question, did you have to like pull the plug? Did you have to make the decision? And she was like, he got trapped in a car. He got trapped in a car. There's a lot of mystery about it. Mystery. He got trapped in a car. What's the mystery?
And then they shoved me out of the funeral and had a baby with him?
10-4, buddy. This is, we're over here on Georgia 400 in Holcomb Bridge. And there's a guy trapped in a car. It's upside down. It got hit by another car. I just don't know how this guy got trapped in it. Do we have a psychic investigator anywhere that can help us out with some of these questions? It's a mystery.
Wait, I'm more interested in the fact that they've shut her out of the funeral and had a baby with him.
Yeah, that's the story. Fuck John Edwards. Get this lady up there. What happened? What? The guy had a baby after he died? What?
Oh, my God.
Time, so a lot of answers.
Wait, let's go back and review this for a second. What did she say?
I think she's saying they had a body. They had a baby with the vegetable guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Who doesn't have babies with vegetable guys? You get them all hot and bothered.
Preserve, I guess.
Yeah, you preserve the sperm. That's right.
I don't know.
Did you guys have to make a decision regarding
this? This is more than John
bargained
for.
John's like, what the fuck did I get myself into? Don't worry, he's a professional. Okay, he knows how to handle this. So he asked the question, did you have to make any decisions about his care afterwards? To which she responds this.
He was trapped in the vehicle and there was a lot of mystery around it. And his family shut me out of the funeral and had a little baby with him. And it's just a horrible time. So
he had a little baby. Okay, I need to know this lady's story now. Yeah. Yes, how did the guy...
She needs to be the story now.
And how did the whole family have a baby with him? What happened? What's going on here?
Did it happen?
Did he adopt a son in his coma? What happened?
Oh, no.
Hi, honey, it's me, your surrogate. I know you can't hear me in there. I brought John Edwards along to talk to you about our new baby. But we've shut Karen out of the picture.
Yeah, she's out.
Yeah. She couldn't figure out why you were trapped in the car. It was a mystery.
A lot of answers on questions.
So you were removed from that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are there two other kids or?
I've got three more kids after that. Yeah.
So I'm supposed to talk about more. And where
I'm, let's talk about more. What the fuck is that? First of all. Second of all, you see what he did. He knew that when she responded like that, she's completely open. She's already telling the stranger secrets about
emotional.
Her. Yeah. So he dove in that direction. Yeah. And then he asks, so there's two more children? And she said, I have three more. So he got it wrong. She goes, there's two more? No, there's three more. But he breezes right over that
he
part.
He does, of course.
So there's more. You want me to more?
There's more.
I'm going to make that into our new opening.
More.
And where's the George? Or where's the?
I've got an Uncle George in spirit. Yeah.
Okay, so George is here.
Yeah.
And connected
I have an
to
Uncle George.
I have a hard time hearing.
I've
the
heard
names.
Of the name George before.
I worked with a guy named George. This is crazy. I just saw George at a George checked out my groceries today. This is nuts.
But there's a V sound. I'm hearing a V name.
I've lost 7 babies. One of them is going to be Vanessa.
Oh my God. What in the world? Whoa. Is going on here?
Poor woman. What's happening You've in lost her life?
7 babies. Okay. Jeez. I think the Australian police should be on this one right now.
Yeah, they need to investigate this whole situation.
She lost 7 children. I mean, if true, it's horribly sad.
Oh my God, awful.
And the fact that you named them with a V sound that John got is also horrible. But he's still just fishing.
Yep.
Chris, it's time to talk about the V being there. Yeah. And then why is the month of April important?
My dad's birthday, my partner, the past, was in April.
Okay.
Our son was in April, so it was very significant.
So I feel like I'm supposed to bring up the month of April, but two separate signs, because April split up in two separate signs. Yeah. So someone has got to be more the Aries.
Is anything important happen in December? Is there a thing in December, toward the end of December? Toward the end of December, right? At the very, very end of September.
Have you ever lived during April?
Have you ever had an April? Notice all of these events are random and not connected.
No.
There's a guy in a coma that we don't know what happened to him, but he had a baby with somebody else. There's three children, not two. There's an uncle named George. There's 7, a baby named Vanessa.
7 dead babies.
7 dead babies.
One of them was going to be named Vanessa. Yep.
Yeah. And now April. I don't get it. Bring it all together, John. Do it.
And someone's got to be more the Taurus, correct?
Oh, absolutely. My partner was 14th, so that's Aries. Is that right? I've gone a blank. And 27th is my son, and he's, yeah.
Okay, so it's splitting it up that way. And then is somebody known for, like, I don't know what this is, raising birds or...
Uncle George. Yeah, had birds, was a farm man.
Uncle George.
Yeah, birds, pigeons, all in our family. Yeah, yeah.
And
pigeons?
Did somebody go through the
problem? I don't normally hear about people like
Mike Tyson raises pigeons, and we see... I like Mike Tyson, actually.
I do.
But I don't think he's like a shining example of sanity. First of all, second of all, this sold-out audience clearly had to fill out in... You're wondering now, like, he got specific about this, because this wonderful sold-out audience here had to fill out information long before they came into the studio. This is not hard to figure out. He sees one old man named George raising pigeons, and that's what he sticks on. All you have to do is go to this lady's Facebook. I can guarantee you all 7 of the children she's lost, George, the pigeons, it's all up there, because this is the kind of lady that tells you everything on Facebook.
Yeah.
No private profile here.
Process of having like a facial reconstruction, or did somebody have some type of surgery done on one side of their face?
My cousin Joanne had a brain tumor and her hair never grew back. She died at 27, and so one part of her hair was buried for 9 years.
What in the world is going on with this woman? I'm starting to think she's a shill too. All sounds a little too... This is a little too General Hospital, isn't it?
Wow, very soap opera.
People laugh at her in the street. And,
yeah. Okay, and that's a J name, you said?
Joanne, yep.
And is Joanne's dad still here?
He's in spirit too, my Uncle Bob.
Okay, so who's the older male that Joanne would know that's still living?
There's an older male.
That's my ex-husband she was sleeping with. He's still in a coma too. We also have 12 kids. In spirit.
Yeah,
still here.
Yeah. Oh, what? His birthday's today. Yeah.
Because she's telling me to acknowledge the older male and her family still like make a big deal about to me, which would be above you, which would be like father.
Yeah. Yeah. He's about 2 years, 4 years older than me, I think. Yeah.
And then, did you ever work in culinary, or did you ever work with food? Did somebody work in the food business?
Yeah, I had a kitchen. I had a kitchen and a knife and a cutlery set and everything. I got 2 pots and a pan. I've cooked before. Plenty. I love mac and cheese. Do you like mac and cheese? I burned my face with a mac and cheese. I actually was in the mac and cheese factory and fell into the mac and cheese maker. That was my 4th husband. He's still in a mac and cheese coma. They can't get the mac and cheese out of his lungs.
I wouldn't be surprised if she said that.
This lady's crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay. All right, don't move. So is mom also passed for you?
Yeah.
And were you and she not on good speaking terms?
Oh, no, we were.
Okay, hold on. I want to be really clear. Yeah. They're showing me that.
Hold on.
No. Hold on. Oh, wait. She's like, no.
I'm going to tell you what to say. Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hold on 1 second. My earpiece isn't working. Hold on 1 second. I want to be really clear about this. When I mean you weren't on speaking terms, I mean on occasion you didn't speak like during the middle of the night. Right. I mean you didn't talk to each other all the time.
Right.
people were not on good speaking terms before they passed.
My mum's sister, Joanne's mum, weren't speaking.
Okay, is Joanne still here?
Joanne's at the brain tumor.
No, Joanne's mom's still here?
No, she's in spirit.
Then I'm supposed to tell you that they've been able to reconnect and make that okay, or make that better.
Make you feel okay.
Oh, thank you, that's wonderful. Don't give a shit about either of those people. Can we get back to George and my baby?
And are you... You're not adopted, right?
I have I found out as my mother was passing that my father was my father. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's time to talk about somebody being raised
more
by
than you think.
And moving on.
Who's not their biological parent?
Yeah, my dad. Yeah.
Okay. But you were fine with that. From what I'm being shown, is like you were fine with that information.
I just had to contact the man after my parents died. He didn't want to know me, so my dad that raised me is my dad.
Yeah, because they're making me feel like...
Oh, my God. Jeez. This woman has lived 17 lives.
Yeah.
I
tragedy.
I suspect one of two things here. Okay. All right. Janie, who gave me this suggestion for this video, right?
Okay.
Who gave me the suggestion for this person, and one of these was one of the videos that she gave me. She said, tell me that this is not, there's not some reality to this.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting to get involved in this lady's very dramatic, horribly sad story, and I have empathy for her if in fact this is true, right? And mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not. I don't know this lady from Adam. Maybe it is true. However, there is absolutely no way that he does not know who this person is. He has not reviewed what is going on her social media, Facebook, public records, whatever. And or this lady is a shill altogether, meaning that she knows John knows her or their producers, and they have spoken ahead of time. There's no way. Where is he getting this information from? How is it coming into his brain? Like, this is the other question that I have about these psychics. It's like, how are you funneling this information real time as it's going on, and you're talking about it at the same time? How do you carry on a conversation with ghosts and people?
You're seeing visions
at the same time.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're able to just act like you're not, though.
It would be more believable to me.
Like, does it look like a movie?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
He can't tell you that.
No.
Just like Teresa can't tell you that. She said,
just ideas floating into the head.
Spirit has one person jumping on a leg and another guy lost an eyeball, and that's a sign for he's cold at nighttime. It's like, what? First of all, it would be more believable to me if John literally passed out on stage and woke up 5 minutes later and was like, okay, I got it.
Yes.
I just went into the spirit world or
agreed.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're fine with the information. I don't know, to full disclosure, I don't know if the man that is your biological dad, if he knew about you at the time.
Yeah, he did.
So he did.
he did.
I know.
Okay. So what I mean by that is I don't know if he knew that you knew that he knew that he knew that you knew that I knew. I didn't know that I knew.
He rang me, and I just had a feeling that it was him.
Okay. I feel like, again, when I saw question marks before, I'll say it again. When I see question marks, it's because we don't know what happened. Or we don't know what
Correct. Every day I see some question marks.
Well, John, that's the most honest thing you've said all program. Yeah. When we see question marks, it means we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. And I have a big fat fucking question mark right now. When we see question marks, we don't know what happened. Well, at least
is it like a cartoon question mark too? That's like popping up.
Yeah, is it like a pop? Is it like a smoke bubble?
Like a thought bubble? Yep. Yeah. Question mark.
No, it's Bill Cosby doing, you know, the letters. This commercial brought to you by the letter question mark. Zoop, boop.
Transpired. So I feel like it's important that you know that they're good with you being good with how things are. Do you understand?
Thank you.
They always say that too. At one point, I would like for them to be like, they're fucking pissed.
Yeah.
They're not okay with anything that went down. They hate you from the grave. Sorry. That's just what I'm seeing.
Great point, Chrissy. How is every spirit the friendliest fucking ghost? Right. Everyone's Casper. They're all fucking
everyone wants to be. They want you to let you know
Casper,
okay.
The friendly ghost. Yeah, yeah. Everyone is okay with everything. Everything happened is wonderful.
One time I want to see, they fucking hate you from the grave.
And here is why. My belief, here is why.
Things
is
are not okay.
If they said that.
I'm going to refer you to my exorcist friend. So
do you remember?
A person that can remove hexes.
Do you remember the lady Cynthia Plath?
Okay.
Okay, she was a very famous psychic. We'll review her one day.
Okay.
But, you know, in a couple months, we'll get to it. She made predictions about Natalie, the girl who went missing in Aruba.
Oh, right.
She told her parents, live on Montel Williams, told those parents that she was in the water, that she had drowned, and that she would never come back.
Yeah.
Right? That's where they found bones in the water,
wasn't
I think,
she chopped
didn't they?
Up? I think she was chopped up.
Chopped up and thrown all over over the backside of the island or something. She told the parents of the girl who, remember the missing girl in California who was missing for like 6 years and then all of a sudden she appeared. She was living with the two crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
She told those parents that her daughter had been chopped up, that body parts weren't going to be found. This is the reason why most of these psychics now, they take this all, Gwyneth Paltrow attitude to afterlife. It's because they don't want to cause additional damage, but they want to make you believe that they're talking to the family because that makes them money, but they don't want to hurt your feelings
right.
by saying something that might seem non-altruistic because then you'll get angry with them, right? They're taking lessons from Cynthia, whatever her fucking name was.
Welcome back to Studio 10. Psychic medium John Edward is with us this morning, reading our audience.
Nothing like a good morning psychic reading.
Yeah.
Start your day off right. Get your coffee.
Good morning.
Pour a little vodka and Kahlua in it. And
good morning, Brian. Such a good day. Look at the sun is shining. It's a great day to talk to our dead uncle, isn't it?
And cry.
Remember that asshole used to beat me senseless. Remember that guy who had a baby with another lady you were married to for a while? Went into a coma, never talked to you, the family excommunicated. Let's talk to him!
Sounds great, honey!
Yeah, we totally veered to that last one from the guy that died or was in the coma. They skipped right through that.
He made no point whatsoever.
No.
He made a series of
that,
random...
like her aunt and her grandmother, I think, were okay with each other.
They made peace. They made peace. His aunt and his grandmother, his wife's grandmother's uncle, George's wife's uncle's aunt.
George didn't even come in.
I know. Found the coma guy's mother's uncle.
They just discovered he had
birds.
A bird.
Yeah. They're all happy and all the birds are there too. Everyone thinks you're great. Just know they all love you. No matter how many times they shit on your car, they all love you. All those pigeons... want you to know.
That's their love.
Every time a pigeon shits on your head, it's your Uncle George taking a dump of sunshine.
Right on your head. Oh my God.
Every time you take a shit and it stinks a little bit, that's Uncle George just reminding you of how bad his colon problems were. I sense a stinky poo in the morning. Is that... who has a stinky poo in the morning? That's my sign that someone loves you.
Everything's okay. Made peace.
I got to bring up the horse. You have a horse that's passed?
My friend.
What's the big deal that it's a horse?
My friend. We called her a horse face.
My friend. She's a horse. She clops around with hooves. She likes to play horse dress up.
First of all, they're in Australia. Like, is there a lot of countryside in Australia where horses are abound?
Oh, yeah.
Plenty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, to say who has a horse.
Everyone has
my
a
friend.
Horse. Yeah.
My friend. I know someone that has a horse.
Have you ever seen Finding Nemo, 42 Wallaby Way? They're all riding horses out there at 42 Wallaby Way. That's the most I know about Australia.
Loved it. It was a Clydesdale.
The friend that you said your friend?
Yeah.
Okay, is that friend passed?
Yes.
Oh, this is the same lady who asked the question before. This is a shill. This is the same lady who asked the question.
Yeah, she did. She already asked the question. Yeah. Why are they going back to
her? Now they're talking about a Clydesdale? Isn't that the Budweiser horses?
By the way,
they're clopping around, prancing down the street with a wagon on the back. Those poor fucking horses. I saw the Budweiser Clydesdales in Denver, in Colorado, in the Budweiser plant. Holy and fucking shit, those things are, they're 8.5 feet tall.
They're really
they're big. They're huge. Yep. Yeah. If your friend's a Clydesdale.
With the horse. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to figure out why the horse. So that would let you know that it's that friend?
Yes.
Gotcha. And you were the one that asked me the question, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. So why is
let's
October
go to someone else.
The 10th of a month?
Gotcha. Gotcha. I told you in the pre-meeting, I didn't want you to follow up about the fucking horses. No one believes you about the horses. It's not a good storyline. I thought we talked about this in the creative meeting. No Clydesdales. I can't communicate with Clydesdales. How's that going to make me look if I start talking to horses?
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's already an animal psychic. He's on Animal Channel.
Significant.
He passed just in October.
Okay. And did the horse pass before him?
Yes.
The horse is buried with him.
Wait, hold on. What's going on here? This lady.
The horse and the man passed together.
Who's the man? The man, her boyfriend?
A friend.
Oh, a friend. Okay. Yeah. The friend and the horse died together.
Oh, God. What's this story?
In a tragic.
We gotta let this play. Hold on. I gotta hear this.
Tragic horseman accident.
God.
He was a Trojan. That's what he was. What do they call those? A eunuch? Like a horseman?
And where's BR? Like Brendan, Brian, Brandon. Who's the BR name?
Anybody?
There's got to be Barbara. There's a BR.
Brian name from the commercial break?
Either living or past. Remember that I'm saying this. So connected to this is something BR related in some way. Does he have a sister?
BR.
No.
He wants me to acknowledge the other female.
Does he have a sister? No. Is there any BR? No. Come on, Janie. I'm not paying you for nothing. First you bring up the Clydesdales, and now you're back to telling me nothing. I told you, don't make it that believable. I sense a BR. I had Baskin-Robbins a couple months ago.
Yeah, I have a brain.
Yeah, brain. Breasts. I don't know.
She looked around too. Bra, like,
I know. She's like, is anybody going to help me?
Yeah. Somebody got a BR?
Anybody else got a BR?
Daughters.
If his daughters would be your age?
Her age.
Who's her?
My daughter.
Oh, hello. So he knows you too? You would know him too?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the contemporaries would be to you. So his kids are your contemporaries?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there like two or three kids for the family? Or
two.
So I'm supposed to talk about, did kids? He view you as
or
being
four? Like, yeah. Is there more than one? Is there one or more?
There's like two or three kids, right? Yeah. Two. Yeah.
He was getting nowhere with this lady, so he brought her kid up. Yeah.
And the contemporaries, who talks like that?
And first of all, second of all, he's connecting so many random dots that make no sense.
At what least story. To the horse?
Yeah, at least story. At least Teresa has a storyline, you know? He's hopping on one leg telling you to take that trip to France. That's my sign that Orbitz has a deal on summer travel. 20% off when you mention the name Teresa.
One of the girls, like, so like my three girls kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like my three genies?
My three girls.
If there was a brain tumor?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Brain. Here we go, BR.
Here we go.
I feel like I'm supposed to acknowledge the brain tumor, but I want to go back when what I said earlier. There's a BR, not as in brain tumor, but a BR as in a person.
So she's looking behind about, like, her. Like, what's behind there? Well, she's in the last row.
Yeah. John's getting angry because this is his shill, and she's looking behind her. Like, I forgot my note cards.
Yeah, because it would be Robert and Bob.
Yeah.
If somebody called him Bob, where's that?
That's my husband.
Yeah. Okay, is he still
if
here?
Somebody called him Bob, wait, hold on.
Wait, hold on. B and R, Bob and Robert, that's a stretch, I think. Brian, Brandon.
Bob and Ryan. Broker. Oh, okay, Bob. Yeah. Bob.
Bob. Oh, it's Bob and Bob. Robert, yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, actually.
Awesome.
I was supposed to, Bob I was Brandon. Going to say.
So I was supposed to.
No. I was going to talk about them as being like mortal enemies in some weird way. Like, is there a joke?
Yeah, they were always
competitive.
Idiots.
I'm going to go my way. And I'm going to say that what they're showing me is that we're going head to head.
So I don't know if the two of them went head to head.
They're fighting in the afterlife.
What I'm
just
seeing is
that
they're giving each other head to head. They're doing double penetration on each other.
They were being idiots.
It's a mass of penises and anuses. I don't even know.
Idiots, like who can out idiot the other one?
Yes.
And they did stupid things?
Yes.
Okay, like, you know, who could do this the fastest, the farthest? Who could do this? Who could do that? But I feel like I'm supposed to tease him like he's my adversary.
Yes.
Maybe it's in a positive way. But if you didn't say that, I would have just went like, they're going like this. But like with that, you know, Superman needs his Lex Luthor. Like, I feel like they've got this kind of a thing. Now, did
Bromance.
They say it again?
A bromance.
Oh,
bromance go for years.
I'm seeing you.
Like, I knew him before he knew you.
I'm seeing sword fighting going on in the afterlife. I'll be Superman today. You be Lex Luthor. Let's cross streams. Oh, we don't have bodies anymore. Hey, what do you say we go talk to that John guy again? Let's go fuck with him. Let's tell him about our Clydesdale.
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like
Clydesdale. I'm dying to know too. It backs the original thing. Why did he die with the horse?
Well, because oftentimes people die with their horses. I don't know. It's a known fact. When your horse dies, you die. It's just the way it is. That's why I say don't ever get a horse, because once the horse dies, you're bound to go with it.
Like, I came first?
Yes.
And what happened with the roof?
My husband fell through it.
Because he's telling me to talk about the story with the roof. So that might have been one
that
of those things.
That was it. He fell through it.
Yeah, he fell through it.
Was he there when that happened?
He died. He was riding the horse on top of the roof. And him and the horse fell through.
Straight through.
It was horrible.
Endure. No. So this is important. You said he fell through the roof. Did he fall through the roof after he passed?
No.
Okay.
After he passed.
After he passed. About what took place after.
How do you fall through a roof after you're dead? Oh, I give up. Show over. I give up. I'm tossing in the headphones. All right, JD. Okay, you know what? That's it. That's a great. Wait, one more time.
One more time.
Just in case you missed it at home.
That if they show me information about what took place after, then that's their way of basically saying I see what's taking place.
Yeah.
And I know that the horse is there, but there's a dog here too.
Yes. No. Wait. Oh. Wait. I want to hear back. Hold on.
He passed?
No.
Okay.
Here we go.
The roof. Did he fall through the roof after he passed?
No.
Okay. Did he fall through the roof after he passed?
Oh my God. Did he fall through the roof after he passed? What the fuck are you talking about? At his funeral, he threw him through the roof.
He threw him up there on the roof.
We dropped him from a helicopter.
That's
right.
We do. We put him on the roof for a few days.
We rented a helicopter, and with no parachute, we dropped him. It's a tradition in our family. Bob would have loved it. Robert hated it, but Bob would have loved it. Oh, my God. Okay, no, I don't believe John Edwards either. He just asked if a dead person jumped through a roof. He said multiple times he said supposed to. He acted relieved when someone he got something right.
He did. He goes, thank God.
He goes, thank God.
Yeah, thank I guess
God.
Right.
Yeah, we breezed over that, but he went, oh, God. Wow. By golly, I'm hot today. I'm still curious why it's a mystery that someone was trapped in a car accident. It's called a car accident.
Or that they pushed her out and had a baby with a little baby.
I'll tell you what, Chrissy, this is... I love these psychics. They're endless entertainment.
They really are.
All right. 661-237-8296. 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. Send us your questions, comments, concerns, or your content ideas. And if we use yours, we'll certainly mention your name on air. We appreciate all comings and goings. Send it to us. We'll talk about it, probably. I mean, look at us. What haven't we talked about?
Look at us.
Yeah. Look at us. We're Clydesdales. TCBpodcast.com.
Galloping towards our 200th show.
Our 200th show. TCBpodcast.com, the brand new TCBpodcast.com. Go there. There's Easter eggs, plenty of fun, and for the whole family. At the commercial break. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You know, I don't need to keep telling you. Leave a comment and a review. Talk to our sponsors. All that bullshit. I just want you to go there and have some fun.
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, we all hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend as we round the corner of our 200th show. Lots of fun stuff to come. Chrissy, I think that's all we could do today.
I think that's it.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to y'all.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time. All we can do, all we will do, all we should do is say bye!